Later this morning, a team of disadvantaged young sailors is setting off on a journey from Sydney to Hobart on a refitted wooden yacht. The crew helped restore the boat, which is now named Rite of Passage, as part of a training project run by Sailors with Disabilities and TAFE. This charity takes hundreds of school children out on the water every year, and it enters the Sydney to Hobart race too. David Peskett is its founder. David, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
Well, thank you. I won't keep you too long because I know you're due to set sail in just over an hour. How are conditions looking out on the water this morning?
Well, I think they're looking fantastic. We've got a nice nor'easter blowing today and into the evening down the coast, New South Wales coast. So sometime around midnight, we should get past JB and head for Eden, which will be our first stop. So that's kind of, we're sea-trialling the boat a bit down the New South Wales coast, getting ready to take on Bass Strait.
And
I think morning of the first.
And taking on Bass Strait, is that perilous?
Oh, Bass Strait's always a bit tricky, Fran. Yeah, I've been across it like in the Mill Pond, and I've been there when I wouldn't want to be there. It's a Bass Strait, but I think we're in for a good crossing. The weather looks really good. We've got a great weather guy, and we're pretty confident that we can slip across there and get down to the Wooden Boat Festival, which is what this is all about, of course.
Well, it's about that, but it's also about who you've got on board, who's crewing this boat. Could tell us about the crew and how you selected the people to be a part of this voyage.
Well, what happened, Fran, the boat was donated to us 18 months ago, 2 years ago, and it was an old wooden Herreshop. It was a beautiful boat, absolute stunning catch. But she was worst state of repair, shall we say. So we took it on with the idea that we could get, in conjunction with other programs that Sailors with Disabilities run, we knew there was a need for a training program for kids that weren't connecting with traditional learning systems, I guess I could say. So we thought, well, let's have a go at getting the kids involved in building this boat and restoring this boat, and with the idea of getting them into mainstream employment. And to be honest, it was an experiment, and it's just been outstanding. We've had 7 people into the program, we've got 4 apprenticeships, 2 traineeships, and 1 to university.
And tell us about the kids, because Sailors with Disabilities, brings to mind people you'll be helping. But you're saying here you've expanded your briefing a bit about who you bring into the program, and you talked about young people who aren't connecting with traditional learning experience. So tell us about some of the kids you brought in. What's been their issue, if you like?
Well, some medical issues that have put them apart from mainstream, if you like. So there is some sort of a disability, depending on how you measure your disabilities.
Yeah.
And Sailors with Disabilities have always been part of our brief, is disabled and disadvantaged. So people principally that have been disconnected, kids that have been disconnected with mainstream society, mm-hmm. if you like, and are at risk, have presented their behaviour at risk of doing things that they shouldn't do.
Okay. And how did you find these kids?
They found us, right? Yeah, they continue to find us. So, I mean, this is stage one. Hopefully we get the boat to Hobart and, all that. Then we're looking for stage two, starts in April this year, which is a much more refined kind of package, because we've learnt a lot about learning and how we teach and those things in this last 12 months. And then, obviously stage three then comes off the back of that the following year. So, and the support, the industry support we've had has been enormous. So that's facilitating us to start do some forward planning and budgeting around that.
Okay. So just finally, David, I will let you go because I know you've got to get ready. But this program was different to what you normally do in Sailors with Disabilities because it actually involved rebuilding the boat, fixing the boat up. Is that it?
Yes, that's the principal thing. All these trade skills that these guys have got and guys and girls have picked up along the way now. I mean, 2 of them have gone to very prestigious boat building yards in Australia. We're very pleased that they went because they're good kids. So, yes, that's the big difference for us. It's that step into I guess a really serious ongoing program where people can join our programs and come out the other end with an outcome of life, a more optimistic perspective on
Yeah, life. Sounds great. Well, David, good luck with the crossing. Good luck with the trip down the coast and the crossing of the Bass Strait. And good luck to all of you at the Australian Wooden Boat Festival with a rite of passage. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran. Bye-bye.
David Peskard is the founder of Sailors with Disabilities, and the Australian Wooden Boat Festival kicks off next Friday in Hobart. That's Friday week. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 8 minutes to 9.